The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, First Canto, Chapter Number 14, Text Number 1, given by His Grace, Srimad Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on September 4th, 2012, in Timișoara, Romania.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Namo Bhagavate
Sutta uvacha,
Sutta uvacha,
Samprashtite,
Samprashtite,
Dvarakayam,
Dvarakayam,
Jishnau,
Jishnau,
Bandhu,
Bandhu,
Tidrikshaya,
Tidrikshaya,
Ghyatum,
Ghyatum,
Punashlokashya,
Punashlokashya,
Krishnashya,
Krishnasya
Vicheshtitam Suta Uvacha Samprastite Dvarakayam
Samprastite Dvarakayam
Jishnabandhu Dadikshaya
Jishnabandhu Dadikshaya
Gyatum Chapuna Shlokashya
Gyatum Chapuna Shlokashya
Krishnasya Chavicheshtitam
Krishnasya
cha vicheshtitam
Suta uvacha
Samprashtite dvarakayam
Samprashtite dvarakayam
Jishnau bandhu didrikshaya
Jishnau bandhu didrikshaya
Gyatum cha punya shlokashya
Gyatum cha punya shlokashya
Krishnasya cha vicheshtitam
Krishnasya cha vicheshtitam
Sutta Uvacha.
Sutta Uvacha.
Sri Sutta Goswami said.
Sri Sutta Goswami said.
Samprastite.
Samprastite.
Having gone to.
Having gone to.
Dvarakayam.
Dvarakayam.
The city of Dvaraka.
The city of Dvaraka.
Jishnau.
Jishnau.
Arjuna.
Arjuna.
Bandhu.
Bandhu.
Friends and relatives.
Friends and relatives.
Didrikshaya.
Didrikshaya.
For meeting them.
For meeting them.
Gyatum.
Gyatum.
To know.
To know.
Cha.
Cha.
Also.
Also.
Punyashlokashya. Of one whose glories are sung by Vedic hymns. Krishnasya.
Of Lord Krishna.
Cha.
And.
Vicheshtitam.
Further programs of work.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Sri Siddha Goswami said, Arjuna went to Dwaraka to see Lord Sri Krishna and other friends and also to learn from the Lord of his next activities. Purport, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord descended on earth for the protection of the faithful and annihilation of the impious. So after the battle of Kurukshetra, an establishment of Maharaj Yudhisthira, the mission of the Lord was complete. The Pandavas, especially Sri Arjuna, were eternal companions of the Lord, and therefore Arjuna went to Dwaraka to hear from the Lord of his next program of work.
Vandeham Sri Guru Shri Jatha Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Varijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shivishakam Vitam
So Arjuna is very eager to know, okay, what happens next? The pastimes of Krishna, they are going on eternally. One pastime, another pastime, another pastime. So this eagerness of Arjuna to hear about what is the next pastime of Krishna, this is a very, very good lesson for us, you see. One should always be very, very eager to hear about the pastime of Krishna. And Prabhupada explains, and to be eager to hear about the pastimes of the devotees of Krishna, that is still better. Krishna explains in the Adipurusha, speaking to Arjuna, as I quoted the other day, Ye me bhakta jana parta, na me bhaktashtate janaha, mad bhaktpanam cha ye bhaktas, te me bhakta tamamata. My dear Arjuna, son of Prita, the one who is my devotee, na me bhaktas, he's not my devotee, but the devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee. So, the more we become devoted to the devotees of Krishna, the more we become devoted to Krishna. So not only should we appreciate Krishna, we should also appreciate Arjuna. To see how Arjuna is the exemplary teacher for us. Now he is our spiritual master, teaching us to be very, very eager to know what are the activities of Krishna. In this material world, we're very eager to hear about the activities of the politicians, the movie stars, the athletes, the rock stars, the scientists. You see, we're very eager for these things. The news is flooded with all of these things. What did the latest politicians say? You see, what is the latest pastime of some Hollywood movie star? You see, this is completely garbage. It's rubbish. To hear about the Shvavibhara Ushtra Karai, you see, that makes you into Shvavibhara Ushtra Karai. You know that shlok? Shvavibhara Ushtra Karai. Sangstatak Parishak Pashu, Narjatta Karma Pato Peto, Jatu Namagada Grajaha. Those men who are not eager to hear about the pastimes of Krishna, who is the deliverer from all evils, they are compared to dogs, hogs, camels, and asses. So, if you worship the big dog, what does that make you? It makes you a dog. You worship a big camel, you become a camel, you see. Whatever you worship, you become them. So if you're more eager to hear about these rakshasas, you see, you become rakshasa. We are cultured to be very eager to hear about them, you see. What is the latest pastime of so-and-so rock and roll star or something like that? We are cultured. That is our Kali Yuga demoniac culture. We're very eager to interested to hear about these different dogs, hogs, camels, and asses. But such eagerness to hear about these persons who are not exemplary teachers of the science of God is detrimental for our consciousness. One should instead, therefore, be very eager to hear about the Lord and the Lord's devotees. We have ample subject matter for study. You can spend your whole life just reading Prabhupada's books. and still just be scratching the surface. There's so much in Prabhupada's books. Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, you see, humongous works. There's so much depth of information, you see. So we can purify our consciousness by regularly studying these books, hearing about the pastimes of the Lord, the pastimes of the devotees of the Lord. Then our lives will become glorious. Otherwise, if we don't become eager to hear about the Lord and His devotees, we will remain in the trap of being very eager to hear about the politicians, the movie stars, rock stars, soccer stars, etc. Everybody wants to hear about some star, some famous person. That is our nature. We want to hear about some famous person. So we have to find that in those persons who are truly famous. These so-called famous people of the world, Prabhupada explains, they all vanish into oblivion. It's like in Paris, you see there's a big statue of Napoleon. It says, Napoleon is France, and France is Napoleon. Well, France is still there, but where is Napoleon? He's probably a rat running around the Eiffel Tower, you see. So these famous people, they completely disappear. They go down to the animal kingdom because they lived an animalistic life. They go down to the animal kingdom. That's all. So what is their great glory now? They're a dog, a cat, a monkey. What is their great glory now? They were superstars, ultra famous, ultra rich people, and now they're an animal. So what have they gained, you see? Can they capitalize on that fame and that wealth from their previous lifetime? No. They're simply a dog in the street, you see? But if one actually becomes Krishna conscious, by hearing the pastimes of the Lord, hearing the pastimes of the devotees of the Lord, then you achieve true fame, it explained. That is real fame, to become famous for being a devotee, you see. To be recognized by Krishna for being a devotee of the Lord, that is the real fame, you see. When Krishna recognizes, just see, here is my devotee, then you are famous. When Krishna recognizes you, then you are a truly famous person, you see. And that fame is never taken away, you see. When you become fixed in Krishna consciousness, that loving relationship with Krishna is never taken away. Death doesn't even touch it. So how do we then make that transformation of our consciousness from being attracted to these mundane so-called heroes to the actual hero, Sri Krishna, and the actual heroes, the devotees of Krishna? How do we even make that transition? By regularly hearing. You see? Just like at one time, the Beatles were some unknown, no one heard of the Beatles. We never heard of the Beatles. We heard of Elvis. I remember when I was a kid growing up, no one heard of the Beatles. We just heard of Elvis Presley, that was on, you see. We've never heard of the Beatles. It was an unknown name to us. But then one day it was announced on the radio, the Beatles are coming. The Beatles? What does this mean, the Beatles? But then they became famous, you see, out of nothing. Because you heard about them. So in the same way, if we will hear about Krishna, you see, we became Beatle conscious, you see. By hearing about the Beatles, we became Beatle conscious. All the youth became Beatle conscious, you see. So in the same way, we hear about Krishna again and again and again. Krishna has come in the form of His holy name. Krishna has come in the form of Lord Chaitanya. Krishna has come as the deities. Krishna has come in the form of this movement. Krishna has come in the form of these books. Krishna has come through His greatest ambassador in the history of the universe, His divine grace, Srila Prabhupada. Krishna has appeared in his holy Dham. Krishna is available within every atom, between every atom. He's within your heart. He's in the holy name. You can connect with him. He's the source of all existence. And this way, by hearing about Krishna, 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 you see, you become Krishna conscious. You become immersed in Krishna. I remember it was amazing. We used to take a bus home from school, and that's all the girls could talk about. It was all Beatles could talk. Beatles. Which one do you like the best? I like John. No, I like George. You know, that's all you could hear. The girls are really into it. Which one? I like, no, Ringo is the best. So, you see, that same tendency to hear about a great person, to talk about a great person. People put so much love and devotion to the Beatles, and the Beatles broke up. It was like devastating. When the Beatles broke up, all of us Beatles fans, we were devastated. All the Beatles are dead and gone, they're finished. And then John Lennon was assassinated, you know. It was the whole thing was just finished, like a bubble that popped, you see. But if we that same tendency that we have to want to glorify some superstar and appreciate a superstar and worship a superstar, if we can apply that to Krishna, we'll never be disappointed. Krishna will never be assassinated. Krishna and Radharani will never break up. You see? You don't have to worry, oh, the Beatles broke up, but Krishna and Balaram will never break up, you see. It's an eternal thing. You never have to be shattered. Oh, my Beatles, they broke up. John Lennon's been assassinated. George Harrison died of cancer. Oh, no, Paul's going to die. Ringo's going to die. Ah, you see. You don't have to worry about that with Krishna. You see. Krishna cannot be touched by death. Krishna, death is an energy of Krishna. Krishna can never be touched by death. You see. So in this way, just hear about Krishna, just talk about Krishna, you see. That's all. Like those girls talked about the Beatles, we should talk about Krishna. Krishna did this, Krishna did that, you see. That's what the Brijavasis, that's all they do. They just talk about Krishna. The boys come home, Mataji, Mataji. You wouldn't believe what happened, Mataji. We were playing in the forest, this huge demon came and Krishna killed him. They think, oh yeah, these boys, they make up so many stories about Krishna. But everyone, the whole buzz of the village is always Krishna, 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 Krishna. Everyone's talking about Krishna. You see. They don't know that he's God. Even the animals. When Krishna goes to the forest, even the animals, they go and they freeze in ecstasy. The gopis actually, when Krishna goes into Vrindavan forest for his daytime pastime with the cowherd boys, the gopis, as they see him go down the road, they just freeze. And then when he comes back, then they come to life again. They completely freeze because they can't even function when Krishna is not there, you see. Everyone is so immersed in Krishna. Everyone's so immersed, the cows. And Krishna is so affectionate, you see. He can hug a gopi girl, he can hug a cowherd, but he can hug a calf also. Krishna affectionately hugs the calves also. You see, everyone loves Krishna and Krishna loves everyone. It's just complete love and affection. The whole atmosphere is nothing but love and affection, you see. So we have to develop that kind of we have to become like Vrijavasis, you see. Always talking about Krishna, thinking about Krishna, chanting Hare Krishna, you see. I remember years ago they had our community, New Vrindavan, they made a special magazine or newsletter just for the community. It was called the Brijabasi Spirit. Very nice idea. We have to always be in that spirit of Vrijabhasis. You say, how can I serve Krishna? How can I remember Krishna? How can I talk about Krishna? Everything, Krishna, 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 Krishna. The devotee's lament, the devotee only has one lament. 24 hours a day is not enough time to think about Krishna, to talk about Krishna and serve Krishna. I just wish I could have more hours in the day so I can squeeze in more Krishna consciousness. 24 hours, he feels cheated by Brahmanji. Only 24 hours, you see. It's not fair. I want to have more time to do service in the day, you see. 24 hours is just not enough. The devotee feels cheated. Why only 24 hours? It's not enough time. I want more time to chant, more time to read, more time to offer arti, more time to distribute books, more time to cook prasadam, more time to distribute prasadam, more time to hear and talk about Krishna with the devotees, you see. Any one activity that we do, you could go and do it for all of eternity. You see, there's every activity is so full of sweetness, it's so full of rus, it's so full of nectar, it's so poignant, it's so potent, every single devotional activity we do. I remember years ago when I was traveling with Vishnujan Swami with Radhadamodar, on what was called the road show. It was a very ecstatic day. And we had three school buses, and one of them was the temple bus. And then we had the equipment bus, and we had the kitchen bus. And we traveled all over doing our rock opera, all over the east coast of the U.S., different colleges. They would pay $2,000 for us to come and do our rock opera at a university. And it was very nice. We were preaching like anything. But I remember our pujari. She was the original pujari. Prabhupada so much appreciated. He called her Shilavati Prabhu. She was very, very advanced Mataji in those days. She was so much into deity worship. I remember one sannyasi said, regarding deity worship, whatever Shilavati says is law. That's what a sannyasi said. She was considered such an authority on deity worship. And so she was traveling with us in charge of the worship of Shri Radhadamana. Not the little ones, but the big ones that are in Gidanagari now. These little ones here were named after the big ones. This is their little... This is Chota Radhadamana, and that's the Mota, the big one. There's Mota and Chota, big and little, you see. So she gave a very nice instruction. She said, any service that you're doing, you should do it in such a mood of love that you could go on doing that one service for all of eternity. You see. You would never get tired of it. Whether you could be mopping the floor, you see, offering an arti, cooking, cleaning, whatever, any activity in Krishna service. You should dive into it with such feeling, with such devotion, that you could do that one activity for all of eternity and never get tired of doing it, you see. This is the proper mood of bhakti, you see. Not that, oh, let me get all those away so I can eat and sleep, you see. I was working with a pot washer. I was a pot washer at one time in our Gainesville temple, and I had a pot washing buddy, Mahaprabhu Das. We were pot washers. The two of us would do the pot washing. And he was so efficient. He would come and he would just boom, 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 and I was amazed. How do you get all this enthusiasm? He says, I just want to get it over with so I can go sleep. Well, that's not really the right mood, you see. Whatever we do, we should do some with so much feeling, with so much devotion, that we get that from any one activity in devotional service, we can derive unlimited oceans of sweetness from any one activity. That is real Krishna consciousness, isn't it? That is real Krishna consciousness. So if we do that qualitative devotional service, then everything will become first class. Our consciousness will break through the coverings of the material universe and enter into the Vaikuntha realm, you see. If we can learn how to do qualitative service, whatever we do, very qualitatively. So I can ask now if there's any questions. Okay?
Somebody asked me last week, what is the best service? And I couldn't answer properly.
What is the best service? Actually, this reminds me of a question that was asked by Nirantara Prabhu when he was at Sankirtan Book Distribution Party leader. He was there at the Sunday feast in Atlanta back in 1975, in March of 75. And he said, Prabhupada was there. He said, Prabhupada, what pleases you the most? And of course, Prabhupada was always saying, book distribution pleases me the most. So everybody thought Prabhupada might say book distribution. So Prabhupada said, if you love Krishna, so the best service you can possibly do is to awaken your love for Krishna. That's the most important. All these other services are simply means, are tools by that you can utilize to awaken your love for Krishna. So that's really that's the real bottom line service. Develop your love for Krishna, your love and affection for Krishna, the person Krishna, you see. So whatever, for you, Prabhu, the best service is whatever best facilitates you awakening a love of Krishna within your heart. And Prabhupada actually said, I read just the other day, the best way to realize Krishna, he said, is by preaching. Actually, preaching is the best. But what does preaching mean? Preaching means whatever it takes to push forward this movement. That means somebody will wash the pots, somebody cuts the... It's all preaching. Somebody will cut the vegetables, somebody will do the accounting work. It's a preaching team. So the best service for each of us is whatever way we can best be a part of this mission of Srila Prabhupada. Whatever niche we can fit into that will, or we can do the best service to make this movement a success. That's the best service for every devotee. However they can best facilitate the success of this movement, their talents. That's the best way to utilize their talents for the success of this movement. That's the best service for each devotee. But the ultimate thing is to develop love for Krishna. Yeah?
The best service is, can be any service that we put our love into, it would be the best?
That's exactly the point. That's right. Actually, every service is the best service if you do it with love. Not begrudgingly, oh, I don't want to mop this floor. I just want to go take prasadam and go home and sleep. I don't want to mop the floor, but they made me do it. If I don't do it, they'll criticize me, so I have to mop the floor. No. Take any service that you've been given as the greatest blessing given directly by Krishna. That Prabhupada has given me this service. Srila Prabhupada has blessed me with this service. Somebody else give me the service. Well, I don't know. If Prabhupada directly gave it to me, yeah, then I might be fired up about it. But Prabhupada isn't directly giving us all the service. Prabhupada is giving you the service. It's all coming to you from Prabhupada. Mop the floor, wash the dishes, cut the vegetables, do the accounting work, you see, distribute books, raise a Krishna conscious family. Some devotees are doing that. See, everything is actually the mercy of Prabhupada. So one should take it as the mercy of Prabhupada and do it with love, and then you'll be in bliss. You'll be completely ecstatic. Whatever you do, you'll be in bliss. This is the secret of Krishna consciousness. Whatever you do, have an attitude of gratitude. This is the yoga of gratitude. Bhakti is the yoga of gratitude. So do everything in a spirit of gratitude and you'll be in bliss. If you have a grudging attitude, then you're going to be miserable. But if you think, oh, thank you, Krishna, for giving me this service. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to serve your mission here in Romania. Thank you, Krishna. You have that attitude of gratitude, you're going to be you'll have a good day every day. Wake up with a smile every day. Jai, another day for Krishna. Hare Krishna. You see? Okay, anything else? Yes?
I want to ask if these events described in the Srimad Bhagavatam of the pastimes of the different incarnations of the Lord, are occurring also on other planet as such. He's saying all these pastimes revealed in the Srimad Bhagavatam is also happened. It happened.
Oh, do these lilas, this Krishna's pastimes happen all over the?
Krishna's
lila, is it happening in other universes?
Yes, and the ones of other incarnations of the Lord and other incarnations.
Yeah, these are all Nitya lilas. They're going on everywhere. Just like the sunrise is always happening.
She is meaning that what is the pastimes that are mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam? Did it happen here or on the other planets?
Oh, some of them are other planets. Some of these pastimes are on different planets. They're not all on the earth planet. This is Krishna Ganga's movement is interplanetary. Yeah. And someday we will do interplanetary Sankirtan also. Now we travel around this planet, but someday our Sankirtan devotees will do interplanetary travel, like Narada Muni does. Someday we will have devotees like Narada Muni. When our movement becomes very advanced, we'll have devotees like Narada Muni going to different universes, different planets, even different universes they can do. There's a lot of excitement lying ahead. It's like Arjuna, when I know what's happening. I can tell you there's a lot of excitement down the road. Stick with this movement and you'll be amazed what's going to happen. We haven't seen anything. And we've seen many wonderful things, that's a fact. But what's lying ahead, if you stick with this movement, what's lying ahead it will absolutely be inconceivably wonderful. The amazing things are going to happen now as this movement gradually takes root and takes over the whole planet. Will just be absolutely unbelievable and so enlivening and amazing. I mean, a little, just like Bill Clinton getting the Bhagavad Gita and holding it up, that's a sign of what's coming. A leading politician was holding up Bhagavad Gita, joyfully waving it to the crowd. A leading politician on this planet, you see. This is a sign of what's coming. So stick with this movement. Don't jump the ship. This movement is not going to sink. This ship is not going to sink. This ship is going to become so big that the whole world will come under this ship. This ship will become so solid, just like Noah's Ark, you know. Everybody will come under this ship. Prabhupada's Ark. This kind is Prabhupada's Ark. And the whole world will come and take shelter on this ship. Prabhupada's Ark. So stick with the ship. Don't jump the ship. Whatever you do, jump ship. You'll be glad you took my advice and didn't jump ship. You stick with it. Amazing things are becoming. The most amazing moments in history are awaiting us. They're just around the corner, actually. The most amazing moments in history are just around the corner. Stick with this movement and just watch the amazing things that are going to be coming. As Lord Chaitanya's lila, Prabhupada's lila becomes more and more manifested on this planet. We have about 3 minutes. Yes?
When we chant Hare Krishna to animals, what is the benefit for God?
What'd she say?
When we chant Hare Krishna mantra to the animals, what is the benefit?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the human beings. But they are also animals. When you say Hare Krishna to an animal, whether he's four-legged or two-legged, you give him the ultimate blessing. And that person, anyone who, even a plant. Actually, there's some pastime, there was a little slug, you know, the gross, disgusting little slug, you know, all slimy and ooh. There was a slug, and Govindadasi was going, ooh. Prabhupada said, chant to the poor creature. Prabhupada told her to chant to the slug, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, to bless the slug with the holy name. Have mercy on that poor little slug, you know. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. So, was there no benefit to chant to even a slug who is so gross, so dull? You can say his consciousness is very, very dull. A slug has a very, very dull consciousness.
But yet Prabhupada told Govindajasi to slant, to chant to the slug. So you can just imagine, if the pure devotee, the Jagad Guru, has ordered his disciple to chant to a slug, how much benefit is there to chant to the animals? You can go to the zoo and have a kirtan for the animals, you see. Take the Harinam party to the zoo and bless all the animals. But actually there was a popular song written called At the Zoo. Back in the 60s, there was a popular song, How the Whole World is a Zoo. All the human beings, they're just the different animals at the zoo. That was the song. The popular song in America is called At the Zoo. Everybody is just a different animal in the zoo. The whole world is a zoo. And all the animals are here.
Especially, you know, the cities.
The hamsters are a certain type of...
Especially the cities. Huh? Especially the cities are big zoos.
Yeah, and cities are zoos.
And everybody goes.
Simply that we have the Timisoara Zoo here. Welcome to the Timisoara Zoo. Got all the animals walking around the zoo. There's the monkey house. There's the giraffes, the elephants, you see. The lions, the snakes. We're living here in the middle of a zoo, you see. So our mission is to turn the animals into human beings. To get to bless, just like Lord Chaitanya blessed the animals in the Jharkhand forest. Yes.
I was just thinking that actually chanting the holy name of Krishna is not only blessing, but it also carries all the pastimes which are not even in the Shastra.
Now that is an amazing point that Vishnu Priya Manaji has made. The name Krishna, those two syllables, Krishna, contain absolutely everything. All the pastimes of Krishna are there. Lifting Govardhan Hill, subduing the Kaliya serpent, you know, killing that Trinavarta rascal, Putana Leela, all the Rasa Leela, all the intimate pastimes of Srimati Radharani, the Dwarka Leela, Kurukshetra Leela, Mathura Leela, every single one of the unlimited, inconceivable pastimes of Krishna are all compact within the two syllables Krishna. The Holy Dham, even if you don't want to go on pilgrimage and you can't afford the ticket, just chant Hare Krishna. You're already in Vrindavan. By chanting Krishna with love and devotion, now you are in Vrindavan. Krishna, you're in Vrindavan, you see. So everything is there in the holy name, Krishna. The qualities, the names, the unlimited name, fame, forms, the forms, the pastimes, the qualities, even all the devotees of Krishna. Prabhupada is there. Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. They're all, Krishna is never alone. Krishna, and the vibration of the name of Krishna, all the associates of Krishna are there. Radharani is there. Narada Muni is there. Balaram, Yashoda Mata, Nanda Maharaj, the unlimited cows and calves, they are all present within Krishna. So when you say Krishna, you're giving somebody the spiritual world. You're giving them the connection, you're giving them the key to come out of the sleep of ignorance and come back into their eternal identity. Everyone has a swarup, an eternal identity in the pastimes of Krishna, in the spiritual world. Every single jiva has a swarup. But they have forgotten that swarup, being covered by the material energy. When you chant Krishna's name, you're blessing them with that sound vibration which will cut loose the chains of Maya and bring them back to their original eternal identity in Krishna's pastimes. So please do this chanting. Do Harinam. Chant to the slugs. Chant to everybody. Chant everywhere. Chant to the trees. Chant to the grass, chant everywhere. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Ram. And you're already liberated. You're already liberated if you do them. You're already liberated, so if you do them. You take up that mood of constant chanting on the lips or in the heart 24 hours a day, then you're already liberated, so. So our time is now up. But there'll be one last class tonight. So everyone come tonight. Bhagavad Gita class. So we thank you very much.
Thank you.
Kantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.